Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Alex Rogers from Protein Factory, and I have on the phone Jerry Branum, who I consider probably one of the best guys in the whole industry, who writes about supplements and bodybuilding and whatnot. I subscribe to his newsletter called Applied Metabolics, and I recommend you do so as well, because you will find information on his newsletter that you won't find anywhere else at all. And I have Jerry on the phone to give you a little taste of what's in this month's newsletter, which is September. Right, Jerry?
That's right.
Cool. So what's going on, Jerry? Jerry, can you give my listeners a taste of what's in the newsletter this month?
Sure, I'll be happy to. You have to understand, Alex, I usually have anywhere from, you know how it works. I mean, to subscribe, it's anywhere from 40 to 50, even up, pages. They call it a newsletter, but it's more like a monthly e-book, but the number of articles vary because of the length of the articles, and the content. And in this particular September issue, I only have two actual articles, but they're extremely long. Each one of them, I would have to say, is the size of an actual ebook. That's how much information there is.
Yeah.
And the first one, I call it Show Me Where It Hurts. It's basically, I included everything in there, every nutritional option for somebody who has chronic pain in their body, how to deal with it without taking drugs, without having to use painkillers, because, you don't have to be a doctor to know. These people that use constant amounts of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and other drugs, even stronger drugs, they are slowly killing themselves. They're ruining their kidneys. And I wanted to offer options to people of natural substances that can actually produce almost the same effects, just about the same effects, without any side effects at all. So I covered basically the foods and the supplements that will actually just about nullify any kind of chronic pain. And so that's the first article. And then the second article, I talk about, you're in the business, about amino acids. They're, of course, the constituents of protein. And when people say you have to eat protein, what they really mean is you need to eat amino acids, because protein breaks down to amino acids. And the most familiar use of amino acids is for protein synthesis purposes. In other words, to help build muscle. And, that's why bodybuilders like to eat a lot of protein and take protein supplements. And that makes sense. That's scientifically correct. However, there's another aspect of amino acids that's not often talked about, which is the ergogenic effects. In other words, can amino acids help increase your workout intensity, increase your mental focus, help you train harder? And, there isn't a lot of literature on that available in the medical literature. But what I did is I did a survey, and I found the amino acids that actually do provide ergogenic effects. So in this article, I explain in extreme detail exactly what amino acids, which ones will, again, increase your energy, make you feel better, besides helping to build muscle. They'll actually, whether you're an athlete or somebody just working out, they'll increase your training efficiency. So that's the second article. Now, again, it's a very long article because I was, when I do these articles, I literally cover the waterfront. I try and include everything that's known to man, literally, about the subject. So they tend to get, but it's always in plain English. There's nothing, any technical term I explain thoroughly. I don't presume that people have advanced degrees or they understand, the heady technical terms that are found in medical science journals. So I explain everything. So anyone with a sixth grade education will understand everything I write. And as always, I choose my articles for Applied Metabolics. So the key factor is practical value. In other words, there's a lot of things I like to write about that are interesting to me, but they don't have a lot of practical application. There's not much you can do with it other than the fact that it's interesting. But I try and write about subjects that somebody can use right now. In other words, they could read that article and they could apply it to their life immediately. And that's, both of these articles fit that description.
That's awesome. Hey, yeah, when I saw the amino acid article, I was like, wow, this is awesome. I can't wait to read this thing, which, they're long reads. So it's not like you could sit down before work, at 8:30, if you get into work at 8:30 and read the thing. I like to sit down at night, read your articles because they're so long and, take it all in. So in that amino acid article, you don't have to tell me now because I want to leave this as a teaser, but do you cover branched chain amino acids?
Yes, there's branched chain amino acids. It's covered in there.
Awesome.
Especially leucine.
Right.
Because, of course, you know, that's considered the king of, actually, of all amino acids. That's your key to most muscle protein synthesis. But, again, a little-known aspect of leucine is that it can provide ergogenic effects, and I explain exactly how.
Right, so like I'll be able, like so anybody reading the article, they'll be able to like know the dosage, if there is a dosage,
yes,
and
how
to use it. Oh, that's awesome! What about
exactly.
I remember nobody's buying glutamine anymore. It's not, you rarely see it. Do you cover glutamine?
Oh yeah, sure. Glutamine is definitely covered.
I mean, it used
to
be
huge. I talk a little about the controversy of glutamine. In other words, you might have heard. I mean, it goes back and forth, and anybody who looks at the science journals walks away confused when it comes to glutamine, because, I mean, one article will tell you, you know, it does this and does that, it blocks myostatin,
right,
and you walk away, okay, glutamine's good for somebody. Then the next article comes out where they gave glutamine to young men working out, and it did absolutely nothing. And this is back and forth like a seesaw, you know. And so I try to clear up the confusion about glutamine in that particular section, and particularly as it pertains to any ergogenic effects. So, you know, and, you know, the best way to describe glutamine in a sentence is it's scientifically classified as what they call a conditional amino acid, conditionally essential amino acid, in the sense that glutamine can be made in the body from other amino acids. So, you know, in that sense, you don't have to consume it in food or supplements, but under certain conditions, you know, your body can't produce enough glutamine, and it can be very helpful. And that's what a lot of these studies overlook.
Right.
You know, for example, overtraining or somebody that has like immune system problems. I go into all that. So, you know, it depends on you. Somebody that goes to the gym and is just fooling around, you know, just lifting light dumbbells and playing with their cell phone and doing one set every 30 minutes, forget about glutamine for those people. That would be a total complete waste of money, as would any other supplement.
Right.
In fact, they should actually stay home, to tell you the truth. You know, I mean, and that's serious. I mean, there's a time for everything. If you're going to go in the gym, you know, unless you're expecting a super important phone call, or unless you're using your cell phone to listen to music, that's okay. But, I mean, if you're sitting there, like what I see is people playing with their Facebook page and, you know, looking at videos, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's a waste, complete, utter waste of time.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the proof of it. Proof's in the pudding. These people never change. You know, the fat guys don't get thinner. The skinny guys don't put any. Month after month, nothing ever happens. You know, they never stop to think, well, you know, what am I doing wrong, you know?
Right. That's funny.
Sorry for that rant. I just went on a rant about it. So it's just a touchy subject because these people get my way. I'm old school. You know what I mean? When I go to the gym, I like to go to train. You know, I leave my cell phone in my locker, and I just want to train fast and hard and get out of there. That's the way people used to train years ago,
right,
and I'm still in that, if you want to call it old school.
Now they're taking selfies for their Instagram page, right?
Oh, I see a lot of that. I mean, these guys, I mean, you know what's hilarious is that the guys who take a lot of the photos, they don't have any physiques, and I'm thinking, who are they sending these photos to? I mean, if I were them, I'd want to, like, keep myself covered, because they don't really have anything. I mean, some of the guys are fairly thin, so they have abdominal definition, but they have, like, little tiny skinny arms, and there's nothing there. So I'm thinking, who's, I'd be putting this on Instagram? Who would be impressed by this? You got to be kidding me.
Maybe they're using.
You know, I always wonder about that. You know, these guys are not impressive.
They're using Photoshop.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I give them credit for at least going to the gym. You know, I give them credit for that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't understand. They're constantly taking pictures of themselves. And I don't understand. Maybe it's other skinny guys with abs who, you know, can relate to them. Maybe that's who they are. I don't know who they are. I just can't figure that one out.
Maybe. one last thing about the amino acid article. Because I remember a few years ago, L-arginine and nitric oxide. Do you cover L-arginine?
I think I do have arginine in that article.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I do.
Awesome.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know I do. I have arginine.
Nice.
Arginine is one of the amino acids that's covered. That's correct.
Great. All right, Jer. Well, thanks for your time. And again, I highly recommend anybody subscribe to Applied Metabolics. And that's it.
Well, I just wanted to add one thing, Alex, and that's the fact that I say this sometimes in my own videos. I always point out that no matter what your level of education or experience, anyone who reads that newsletter, I absolutely guarantee you will learn something new. because, again, I cover stuff that you won't find anywhere else, as you said.
Yep.
And there's stuff in there that's really off the road that, you know, you won't find unless you go into these really esoteric medical journals that just about nobody reads. Yep. This stuff is not really printed in articles on the internet or in blogs. So, you know, everybody will learn something, and everybody will find something practical in there. And, you know, again, you know, I've been doing this stuff for like 57 years and, you know, writing professionally for 42 years. I know I'm aging myself, but the truth is the truth. I mean, experience counts, and I can tell the difference between fact and fiction. That makes a big difference.
Very good. Very good. Thanks, Jer.
Sure.
All right, I'll talk to you again.
Okay, take care.
All right,
bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.